I'm sure you have certain expectations when you walk through the church door on a Sunday such as this. You probably expect that you will hear the words, "He is risen."
He is risen indeed.
And you probably, see, I even missed the alleluia. And look at that, you guys even expected that you might have to respond. I'm sure you expected to hear something just like that. You probably expected that as we read our gospel text that it would be from the gospel. And you'd hear all about Jesus' resurrection. You can probably predict and expect what my sermon is going to be about. But this morning on Easter, don't hear these words as an idle tale. Because you're about to hear about the greatest story ever. Literally, the greatest event that has ever happened in all history. Our gospel text for today, even, there are a lot of things that were expected, a lot of things that were anticipated, predicted. On that first Easter, there were expectations. But most of those events taking place, the things that actually happened, were entirely unexpected. As the gospel begins, the women expect Jesus to be inside of a closed tomb. They expect to go into that tomb and roll the stone away and find the body of Jesus there. They expect that they'll have to use the spices that they've brought on his body. What they didn't expect is that the stone would be rolled away before they arrive. What they didn't expect was that they'd walk inside of the tomb and there would be no body there. What they didn't expect was the perplexed feeling that they had on that first Easter morning. They could have never expected any of it. What's more, two angels appear, right? Wearing dazzling clothing. Who would have expected that? Frightened by the sudden appearing of these two men, they all bow their faces toward the ground. But then they hear the angel's words. "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." Or if we can put it another way, why did you expect Jesus would be dead and in his tomb? The angels continued. "Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." Or again, if we want to put it another way, you should have expected that Jesus would be true to his words, that Jesus would do exactly what he said he would do. That he wouldn't be here today. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Well, what do? These folks, they run back to the apostles to tell them the news. Because after all, if it was you or I who had been there, if you or I had been one of these women at the tomb, after hearing this exciting news, after hearing that Jesus really is alive, well, wouldn't you expect yourself to go and tell his closest friends? Wouldn't you expect yourself to run and go and tell those people who had followed him around for 3 years? I think I would. And so you'd burst through the door, you'd burst into the room where they're all gathered, and jumping up and down, you'd tell them, "Jesus is alive!" Only they don't believe it. Even with the excitement, even after the angelic proclamation, they don't believe it. They hear the woman's news as an idle tale. They never expected Jesus to rise from the dead either. They never expected to hear this joyful proclamation. And so in the midst of their unbelief, what do? Nothing. All except Peter, of course. But now here we are, nearly 2,000 years later, Maybe some of you have heard an Easter sermon or read the Easter gospel every year of your life to this point. Do you jump up and down? Do you get excited about the Easter message? Like the women did? After hearing that Jesus has been risen from the grave? Maybe a better question is, what do you expect? What do you expect now? In 2016, what do you expect Jesus to do now that he has been crucified, that he has been risen, that he has ascended into heaven? What do you expect from Jesus? I'm sure you all have your Easter expectations in mind. Maybe even some of your Easter traditions have already been fulfilled this morning. Maybe you're expecting dinner. Maybe you're expecting a big Easter supper. What are your Easter expectations? What do you expect from Jesus today? Well, this Easter, take a lesson from those at the empty tomb. You see, the women there, they tailored their expectations based on the fact that they had forgotten what Jesus said. They had forgotten his words, for if they had remembered, they would have knew that he would not be in the tomb. The apostles, they tailored their expectations on Easter morning around the fact that they had forgotten Jesus' words. And so this morning, this Easter, base your Easter expectations on the truth. The truth that Jesus speaks to you in his word. I don't know if you've been here for any of our Lenten services, our midweeks, but all through our Lenten times, even on our Sundays, and now even on this Easter morning, you are learning to know God perfectly. Through his word. Through what he tells you in Scripture. And what does Scripture say? Easter expectations shouldn't be candy or bunnies or eggs. It shouldn't be food. It shouldn't be family. It shouldn't be friends. In fact, none of those things are really mentioned in the Easter story. Unless you count the apostles who didn't believe the good news. For surely they were Jesus' friends. Easter expectations shouldn't be mourning over death and loss. Because the women weren't given that chance either. That's what they expected to do. They expected to go one last time and mourn over the body of Jesus. But not so. Easter expectations are a joyful reception of Jesus' words. Jesus' words and Jesus' promises. A joyful declaration of life in the midst of death. Forgiveness in the midst of sin. Victory instead of defeat. Jesus is not here. He's not in the empty tomb. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
What can we expect from Jesus on Easter morning? It's seen right here in the gospel text. It's seen right here in the words we've heard this morning. Jesus does exactly what he says he will do. And so today, nearly 2,000 years after the resurrection, expect Jesus to do exactly what he said he would do. For think about who Jesus is. He's still the one who serves, the one who feeds you with his very body and blood on this altar, the one who endures the pain that we had to endure on this earth, the one who endures the heartbreak of abandonment by his disciples, after he's betrayed, the physical suffering of the pain of being flogged, the shedding of his blood, and of course his death. Jesus still promises those things to you, even today. He is still a crucified Savior. Because without the crucifixion, there is no Easter morning. But that's exactly why Jesus comes, to give you a promise, to be true to his word, because even though he dies, he still rises. And Jesus is still the Savior who rises from the dead to proclaim victory over your sins. Because he took them onto himself in this cross. He was buried with them in a tomb. And when he comes out of that tomb on the first Easter, your sins are left behind. Your sins are left in that tomb forever. It means forgiveness, life, salvation. They belong to you. They are yours at this very moment because of what Jesus has done. So today, as we continue to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, even as we leave this place and we continue our celebrations, what do you expect from Jesus? Well, you should expect that he'll remain faithful to his word. That he is still the same Savior on this Easter morning right now. And what does his word tell us? What is his promise to you? That his resurrection is your resurrection. That his life is your life. That his victory is your victory. Because he is risen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your expectations in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.